USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of playing politics with a controversy regarding a whistleblower complaint.
Well, I've been disappointed to see our colleague, the Democratic leader, choose to politicize the committee's ongoing efforts with respect to a recent whistleblower allegation.
Opening the Senate, the Kentucky Republican calls the complaint a sensitive matter and says it needs to be handled by the Senate and House Intelligence Committees behind closed doors. President Trump is slamming Democrats for their positions on gun control.
Well, we're working very much with the Republicans, and we're working also with the Democrats, but a lot of the Democrats are wasting their time on nonsense, on pure nonsense.
While speaking in New York City, the president also singled out Democratic presidential candidate Robert Francis O'Rourke, who said he would take assault rifles from people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence scored a first over the weekend, although not everyone's pleased about it, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Michigan's picturesque Mackinac Island has prohibited motor vehicles since 1898, except for snowmobiles and emergency and service vehicles. Vice President Mike Pence took an eight-vehicle motorcade to the island's Grand Hotel for a speech to a Republican leadership conference on Saturday. He'd flown to Michigan, he took a helicopter to the small island airport, and then transferred to the vehicles which had been brought in by boat the night before. The Detroit Free Press calling it the first ever motorcade on the island. When President Gerald Ford visited the island in 1975, he traveled by horse-drawn carriage. But those defending Pence note that security is much more of an issue now.
A new report out from the VA says nearly 6,000 veterans have committed suicide each year for the past 10 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is admitting it was wrong for his company to censor a pro-life group. Zuckerberg, when meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill, says his company did make a mistake, fact-checking the group Live Action's pro-life content and limiting its reach to users. Lila Rose is the president of Live Action, and she tells Fox News.
Facebook has not reformed its fact-checking system. They're still using politics to regulate content on the platform. This affects all 2 billion plus of their users because it means what we see on Facebook, the news, the information, is being controlled by politically biased Facebook employees. And Mark Zuckerberg finally admitted it, but it was behind closed doors, and there's been nothing to actually change their policies yet.
Rose continues and says,
the false fact check by the abortionists is still on the partner website. At any moment, they could penalize us again. They haven't publicly apologized. They haven't reformed their fact-checking system. And again, this doesn't just affect me and Live Action and our Facebook pages. This affects everyone.
And finally, in sports news, former NFL player Antonio Brown is announcing that he will be returning to the classroom now that his time playing football is complete. Brown, who was released by the New England Patriots on Friday, the second team to release him within a month, posted a picture of his class schedule on Instagram. Brown tagged his former school, Central Michigan, where he played football. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.